Very welcome. So you have to answer the question. Yes, go ahead. If you get an answer, you call it off. To the second chance of going to go. And if you see the very full of the end, so very welcome to get through it, Master. But have you done before it? Half an hour, 10 o'clock.
Right,
apologies.
Apologies, sir, for the pressure of car and
any contact to them, Mr. Carter?
No, sir.
Over a while? No. Well, now do your action sheet.
Because the report in front of you is just an updated report on the Input Services Transformation Project. It's quite a lot of detail in it. So the key elements is to seek agreement to the report on the member workshop and to agree to the proposed terms of reference, which is detailed within the appendix. And within that, also, we are looking for another nomination from the SDLP party grouping to part of the Neighbourhood Services Working Group.
Do you
have any questions, Chair?
Please, Councillor. We're talking about, do we need it? No, do we need it? No, do we need it? No, do we need it? Item number 5, it's got me on your notes.
Thank you, Chair. Again, this is an existing MOU between the Council and DFI. The details are contained within the appendix. The recommendation is that we extend this MOU with the DFI for another 12 months and so the details are contained to what the Council is actually doing.
Just, I'm not opposed to it, but it's obviously crucial, but the current relationship working out, it's just all we have been on the best for him.
Well, Senator, I can ask my colleagues, we've been involved before in my team, but I know we've been certainly aware that this MOU would be enacted. It is based on the availability of our staff and the priorities of the council. Historically, the council would have prioritised their own facilities for the intervention with and then if it's resource and time would then assist thereafter. But I'm just asking, Kevin, you may have assisted Fairfield on this MOU?
Not over the past number of years, certainly in the past 5-6 years, I'm not aware of it.
Thanks so much, Chair. I'm too happy to sign. And are there any discussions on, say, preparations and the event that was getting thrown early or whatever? Is there any talks underway with having a sort of a plan A in place for the wind direction?
I understand Corporate Health and Safety are leading from that project, Kingston Andrews, but obviously there are departmental supports and the other things we're trying to do.
On to government program licensing issues, item number 6. Please leave it to your hard copy, or please leave it to your hard copy.
Thank you, Chair. This is a report for the overview of the building control licensing PCB part of our service. Just a couple of things I want to point out. The Chair is referred to Appendix 1, Section 1.4. You'll see that we're now meeting our performance standards because the staff are developing on the ground sick are now back to work again. So I'm delighted to report that to you and happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Chair.
Item number 7 is the car park review update.
Thank you, Chair. This is for noting, just to give you an update on the car park tariff review. The next phase of the procedure will be conducted in a three-fold application. First of all, we're looking at the roadshow for stakeholders and the dates and times that are contained in the appendix. On the item 2, then, engagement of residents either to the online survey or the printed version, which details will be in the local newspapers. And 3, then, there will be a collection of data through the finance department and NSL, which will be collated and reported back to the committee. Happy to take any questions from that.
Chair, we've got your best now.
Thank you, Fred. Yes, hi. Go back one here. The fees you see there's a difference of 100,000, maybe 100,000 there in the fee for building control. is the inspection fee part of that. Can you explain really why that is such a big difference from year to year?
Okay, thank you. We have noticed that now because there's been a slowdown in commercial applications, and as we know, commercial applications can have a greater fee intake, and because of that, you'll see a downturn in that fee income for a service.
Finally, this is item number 8, thank you, item number 14. I'll leave it behind you at the back there.
Chair, I think we've 2 months worth of reports on the agenda tonight, and as usual, I'm happy to take any questions that members might have in relation to those.
Well, we have a bit of now, nothing, no. Chair, can I just... Yeah, sorry, before we go on, sorry, nothing. We need a proposal for 6 and 7. Proposal is time, I promise to put that one inside of my own, okay? And we'll go on again. Sorry, you were saying, Andy. If anybody's any issues now, you can speak. I hope you all have a good confidence in your company. Do we have a proposal at the moment?
Oh, sir.
We can see that study rise in the report. Is there enough staff in relation to be able to deal with enforcement cases?
We would hope by early in the new year to have quite a number of the staff, I think 3 or 4 staff back with us who have been off for various reasons, so we expect soon to have to be back close to full complement again, which those people being off has impacted on the enforcement performance, but in the meantime we have taken steps to redeploy people to make some inroads into the rising in number of enforcement cases. So hopefully between now and Christmas we'll start to see that number begin to drop, and by that stage we're confident that we should have a number of staff back who we have had for a number of months. And that will certainly help us.
So we have enough the enforcement issues that are in the pipeline, but we're working our way through them, aren't we? Some which are aware of some, and so aware of, if you call them the guilty parties, are still aware that enforcement is on their applications, but they're the buildings be working away and stuff like that, and happy enough that you're on track to.
We are. I mean, we're obviously having to prioritize certain enforcement matters, but that's a judgment call because the ones that need our closest attention, and I think we're on top of the most serious stuff in this situation.
Okay, that's
right.
Okay. Who made up the tone? On to item number 15. Gavin, that's your thing.
Sure. The report is in response to a request from Ulster Wildlife for the Council's permission to include Kilbourne Park as part of a culling programme of the grey squirrel. This programme is to be carried out over a 4-year period and is funded by EU Life 14 and Heritage Lottery Fund. You'll all probably appreciate the purpose of the culling programme is to protect the red squirrel in these areas, to prevent the grey squirrel from invading areas which are the habitat currently of the red squirrel, as the larger grey squirrel competes much more in terms of food, which results in the red squirrel population declining. The red squirrels are listed as a priority species within the Council's biodiversity plan and are protected under the Wildlife Northern Ireland Order. The recommendation from the department is that approval do be given to Ulster Wildlife to include Kilbourne Park as part of this 4-year programme. Sure.
Charlotte?
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the report, Jan. Suppose that any time we are obliged to give cognizance to the views of the experts, in this case, also Wildlife Trust, but I would imagine that this is the sort of proposal that will set off the animal rights people very, very quickly. So, I've done a wee bit of reading up on sort of the rationale behind what's being proposed here tonight. It seems to be a very widespread problem. But I think it's very, very clear, or we need to make it very clear, that there actually is no other option. Now, on a personal note, there's no more beautiful sight than walking through Kilbourne Park and to see two red squirrels playing about above you and the trees above your head. It's lovely. And it's something that I never enjoyed as a child. So there definitely is a resurgence in the population, which is great to see. But this is the only way to go forward. But I'm just very conscious and would implore you to make sure we have the PR right on this, because there's no doubt that the animal welfare and animal rights people will insist and find an alternative avenue. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you, Chair. No, it was just an area of concern as well, and I feel what Charles has said, you know, so appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
Mohamed? I'll happily propose that we ask what's written for as well. But also, just I'm spoken to some people that are quite heavily involved in the red squirrel and the preservation, and it is a means to an end. It is useful in the sense that I work at Shannon Monitor Centre. They've called and more antibiotics, and it's noticed an increase in the reds, and it's just they're serious about protecting the reds. I think this is action has to be taken. I suppose what they're doing as well is Kilbourne's mentioned in other things, even extended to the park, etc. as well. They need to know that there are other very strong red habitats, but it's half around. So just as maybe it's, I'm sure there are surveys going on, but maybe as long as the council is keeping informed of those surveys and numbers and stuff like that, and they need to extend it regarding the grades, that's the solution or something. Thank you.
Chair,
I think
the proposal, like other speakers, you don't want to kill animals for the sake of, killing animals. I don't like anybody is saying that. But you know, you have to put it in the context that the red squirrel population was definitely almost wiped out. There is recovery taking place.
We talked to Tollymore as well. There's a group actually set up in Tollymore to look or try to improve the habitats for the rest for the population. Donner Forest, also there's recovery in Donner Forest. But I'd just like to, you know, take the opportunity to thank the voluntary sector and the community organizations, you know, that are trying to improve the habitats as well. And so it's not a negative story, but I think this will go some way to ensure that the red squirrel population survives. So I'm happy enough to say.
Very much so. Move on to item number 16. This is a report on the proposal to provide a community with an environmentally sustainable option of planting Christmas tree. Ken, over to you.
Sir, it's an update really from our previous meeting in August, where it was agreed that we'd purchase 5 Christmas trees for planting. Subsequent to that, the Councillors Illumination group met and agreed to increase that to 7 trees, and I have included that within the tender that has been issued. The 2 additional sites are at Lower Green in Castle Wellham and Lisleigh Green in Cross Gar. So I suppose it's approval in retrospect for the additional 2 trees that we're purchasing. I can advise the committee that the tender for the trees has been issued, it's closed, and we have now appointed the contractor. And the contractor will be meeting with one of our officers later this week to look at each of the sites and to plan then for the planting of the trees at those locations.
Are you ready
Item number 17, report on the structure and condition of staff at South Bunga in Newcastle. Kevin, if you again.
Yeah, sure. The report concerns a set of concrete steps. There's 10 steps within these steps leading from the Newcastle promenade down onto the beach. An inspection of the steps by a structural engineer has highlighted a number of issues to be addressed to prevent the steps from being undermined, and they've been undermined from the coastal erosion. So there's rock armour at either side of the steps, and over time that is being washed away, and if we allow that to continue, then eventually it'll have a significant structural impact on the steps. There's also a landing area at the bottom of the steps which has partially been washed away, and it would need to be replaced. But when you go to touch anything in a coastal environment, DERA are involved in that work being approved. So before we do anything, we would need to apply to DERA for a marine construction license so that we can undertake those works, and that is a 3-4 month period of turnaround in order to get your license. So the report is to bring it to your attention the fact that these works are required, and to seek your approval for the officers to now go ahead and to seek a marine construction license to have these works undertaken.
Thanks, Chair. I met officers, Kevin, at the state in regards to very poor access onto the foreshore. This is the only real access onto the southern side of the beach past the Dan River. There is no other access onto the foreshore, so I think it's important that we have good access provision there. This location is a really dangerous access at the minute. So I propose we do get the marine license. But in regards to the works, will they be carried out in the house or will they be done at the tender? Because I'll be concerned that it could take a considerable bit of time for the marine license, but I think we need to then go to tender at the same time and have a parallel process going along the same time. Because I don't want to go through this and then we're into the next season, you know, the holiday season. And your access to the car park straight beside that. You know, so it's very important that we get the grounding as quickly as possible.
Sure, I would agree that that it is works that would be going out to tender, and yes, that we should as part of this have a parallel process, put in the application, but be working on what the actual repairs are that are required, so that when we have our license, we'll be able to have the tender issued as quickly as possible, if not even before that, as a preliminary. So yes, I would agree with that, sure. There's also the funding aspect of this. We're not exactly sure what this is going to cost. And I am speaking with colleagues within the council to see if there's possible funding resources that we could avail of for this works. And if that comes to fruition, I'll let the committee know.
Just to say that you're very much welcome and I'm going to second it. Rather than doing the work for the winter, having watched the waves of the last month or so, you know, it's a way to be good to get it done and you know, so it doesn't get washed away, you know, during the construction or something, something like that. Thank you.
Sure, again, that's a very fair point, and we're learning, I suppose, from the application that is currently being considered for the Bolton Dundrum, and we're in the process of looking for the application for that. And the feedback that's coming back from some of the consultees is that they will actually specify a time in the year when this work should take place. So the same process will happen here through the marine license. We may have some of the consultees coming back and saying, if you're going to do this work, which we approve of, it can only be done during certain months in the year for one reason or the other. Usually it's to do with protection of some sort of sea life.
Okay. The report has been proposed by Councillor Clark and seconded by Councillor McCauley. We're okay to move on. Now to item number 18, which is the report of Worship at Drapley Park.
Chair, this report is a follow-up from a number of actions which were agreed at our committee meeting in July this year. The first action related to seeking to find a suitable bus shelter at two locations at either end of the development. Both sites were considered since our last meeting under the council policy, and the findings of that consultation exercise are provided in Appendix 1 to the report. The consultation exercise, as the committee members will be aware of, involves consulting with Transport NI, or DFI as they're now known as, PSNI, TransLink, and we also consult with local residents living within 50 metres of the proposed site. In both cases, a positive response to these sites was received from all of the statutory bodies. However, in relation to the consultation of the residents within 50 metres of both sites, we had a positive consultation process for the one at the bottom of the site, close to John F. Kennedy Park, but the one at the top of the site in Clockray Park, more than one third of the residents who were consulted objected to the bus shelter, and under the terms of our council policy, on that basis, that application would fall and we would not proceed with the bus shelter at the top of the development. But if the council approves the recommendation within the report tonight, we would proceed with the bus shelter at the bottom of the site, which is within the John F. Kennedy Park development area. The second aspect of the second recommendation was that you will also remember that I attended a residence meeting in Clockbrae Community Centre, and a number of points came out of that meeting which the residents forwarded through to the council to consider. One of those was they sought clarification to be sought from the council from TransLink in relation to certain matters that the residents had been made aware of, and that's detailed within the report. A letter was sent to TransLink outlining those issues on the 31st of July, and a response was received. The committee can have a look at the response that's within the report, but in essence, TransLink are saying that they're grateful for any additional bus shelter provision that's provided and had no objection in this case to the original site that was proposed, but recognised that there were other alternative sites that could also have been considered. Chair.
Comments, Councillors? Okay. On to item number 19, that's considered most of the wish that we want to go to meeting. Liam, that's you. Just for noting, or is it a group? Both are seconder. Seconder from.
Okay, moving on. Next one is you. It's a verbal update on the permanent closure of Warren Point Household Recycling Centre. It's a fairly straightforward update. The site has been reopened. I was on the site yesterday morning. We were over scheduled, I think, by about a day. I think the concrete can help us a lot than we expected. But the site's reopened, and I think the contingency arrangements we put in place work well.
Open up, Councillor Shell. On to item number 21. It's a letter from the NIEA where you listed something and cited that something that Councillor Clark and I think raised at the last meeting. Roland.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Following on from the notice of motion, I wrote to NIEA as well as other partners. You can see the response from NIEA there. So this update is for noting at this point that it was based on the original notice of motion. I'm proposing now that I would arrange to meet with NIEA to discuss how we move forward with the fly tipping aspect. But I would also make councillors aware that I have had direct input into the NI-wide fly tipping protocol through the TAG group, which I sit on as part of this council representation, which is technical advisors group, to get council consensus on this as well. We've also sent reminder letters to ABC Council and to the County Council that have responded to the initial correspondence. So just for noting, I have brought the committee to make aware of progress today. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Councillor. Sorry,
I recognise one of the most serious issues about flight tipping is in regards to cars, and it seems to be an increase right across our district, not just in the border areas, it's right across. And it's putting, you know, many private landowners at, you know, serious expense to deal with. It could be small amounts to deal with, and private property causes great concern. But there just seems to be a lack of audit or accountability as to how these tires can be removed. Customers can be charged for removing these tires on the understanding that they think that they're going to be recycled. So I think we need to write to NIEA, you know, and ask them in regards to the timber trail of garages and, you know, how do these tires end up being disposed of in clean and country parks. You know, so I think at the bonfire committee I spoke to one of the NIEA officers and he was of the opinion that he didn't believe that there was any inspections in the down area, so it'd be interesting how many inspections take place right across the whole council there. But there should be a notice on them to check how the tires are so and how they're being recycled. You know, because they take the money off people to do it and then they're dumping. So I just make that a proposal.
I think that's a very good point because we have discussed this at our legacy council on numerous occasions, and we were aware that that issue was to be followed up on paper trail and stuff like that. But most of the big major importers of tires do so from reputable businesses, which all have a serial number. So if people are taking this actually seriously, they could trace them back to the supplier initially, and where the supplier who they deal with. It shouldn't be too hard to do.
We can raise all of those points with NIEA. As I say, we do plan to meet with them within the coming weeks. But we can also formally write to them on the tire issue as well and report back to the county on that.
I'll say that Mr. Parr's statement, but it is I'm deeply sure it's only with yourself and kinds of practice. So,
Item number 22, letter dated 20th September from DFIB Conroy River. Roland, that's you again.
Yes, you're again. Following the notice of motion discussed at this committee. So the letter received is from the ring. I suppose there's two issues within the letter. One is the maintenance and upkeep of the dam. The second is the provision of a weir. So we have planning to meet internally with officers who have been involved with the weir project perhaps in the past to explore that before we do meet directly with the government again. And the second part of that is on the maintenance and upkeep. Again, I'd actually raise that through the technical advisors group to try and get an NI-wide consistent approach from all councils on that matter. And they've agreed to write to the department to ensure that whatever they are instructing their officers to do within this area is equally applied across all council areas. So again, it's a matter of knowing some progress and we'll continue to follow up.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, sir. I think, I mean, the officers are doing all they can. I mean, in all these cases, we know it's not, you know, it's not entirely a kind of responsibility, but what we're going to do, and I appreciate what Rob's doing, that is keep the line of communications open. Probably that's an issue over the winter, but I think we're doing all we can, so I appreciate that. Thanks, sir.
Any other proposals, or
just annoying that
we're going to be happy about it? On to item number 22 again, Roland, PFI weight spraying and urine on the ground.
Yeah, again, I told council I've asked 2 weeks to DFI in relation to the weight spraying within the area. So again, the response there for loading. They have informed us that there has been a delay in completing the 2018 spraying. Since this letter, I have written back to them and asked them to provide an update of when they will complete it. And also to provide the schedule for the remainder of 2018 and 2019 so that this committee will see what the plans are going forward and provide further updates as they receive them.
Happy enough. I know I'm never happy, but the second vocal here on this summer speech in Uri, they haven't seen the wheat spear yet, and they reckon they used as a terms and conditions of how they do their spraying on dry years or whatever. But there's been a lot of dry years. Grant has been well aware of it. A lot of dry years. I've seen them once in Europe. Sure. I've written about fair amount of times.
I get to still probably concur with comments. Excuse me. And I've never seen the town, even the way the district is involved in Paris over the last number of months. There's a way to look up. What I can't understand is what one of the top dressed summers on record. Certainly recent years, and this one was carried out so far in the year now, and we're probably going to find ourselves in a situation where we're not certain about this, because, you know, over the last week or two, the issue was not in the summer when the conditions were, you know, of the nature that they were, and the turnaround now is several times, yes, it's true, I just can't understand why it comes to me.
Yeah, I think a lot of reason on one. Yeah, I suppose they're trying to talk no one. That's just for no one. Thanks, Councillor Dolman, number 24. Scheme delegation report from the 4th of April 2018. Roland, that's you.
Yes, sir, again, if we could take a proposal aside for the rest of this, actually start we'll be taking as the director of the scheme of delegation, the actions that we do within the appendix, and should be reporting a session today, so sorry, thank you.
Opposed to the right, Councillor Schultz, seconded by Councillor Clark. The next 1, 2, 3, 4 items are all R21. I think they're all good for noting. Are these proposed or seconded to note all those? Yeah, we can take that. Yeah. So we have proposed or seconded to note all those items from R21. On to item 29, the historic action sheet. Put on as well. But the next couple of items are restricted, so if we don't mind, we could ask members of the press to leave. I'm going to find my action sheet. Items 30 and 31 are deemed to be exempt from the paragraph 3 of part 1 of Section 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to a financial or business purpose of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public member, is excluded during the driving of the business. Could we have a proposal and seconded just to go into closed session, please?
there's a second by Councillor Councillor
Ryan. Sure. I'm going to leave to retest the chair.
Sure. That's what I'm going to get. Before we propose it and take it to the medical committee, there's some things we need to do. On the item 30, charge for collection, disposal of waste of carbon tax. On the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Long, agreed to approve the recommendation outlined in section 3 of the report dated the 17th of October 2018. And the committee recommend approval that a revised scale of charges be implemented for the refuse collection service at Caravan site as option 4 detailed in Appendix 1. As well as the back sheet, thank you very much. Item 31, the wind turbine at Drummond County Landfill site on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Stokes, is agreed to approve the recommendations outlined in section 3 of the report dated 17th of October 2018. That based on the consultancy report together from the viability of the proposed wind turbine program between the first wind turbine at Drummond County Landfill site, that the committee recommend approval to withdraw the planning application for the proposed wind turbine. Happy enough for that? But, yeah. I propose to come. Propose your second to come out of full session. Is that right? Really good. Love it. Thank you.
Next one.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Thank you.